Hello, beautiful women, and welcome to the Claimed Podcast. I'm Anna Rova, your host, and let me tell you a little bit about myself if you're new to the podcast. I'm a femininity and feminine embodiment coach, and I run a very powerful program for single successful women who want to attract and keep committed masculine men, or women who are already in relationships but want to change that feminine masculine polarity in their relationship. So hello, everyone. Welcome to Claimed, wherever you're watching or listening to this. Super excited to have all of you here today and our beautiful three amazing ladies who are brave and courageous enough to come to this interview. I guess it's not really an interview. It's just a share, right? So I want to welcome all of you. Ashley's calling in from Vermont. She's like in a tree house. And so hopefully the sound is going to be fine. And she's like such an earth lady. Every time we talk to her, she's in the woods or somewhere. I don't even know where, but anyway, she's making it all happen. V's joining us from San Francisco, and then Alexis is in Barbados, which is super exciting. So ladies, welcome. I just want to start by telling you how grateful I am that you are here, for your time, for your, yeah, as I said, you know, I'm sure not every day you come and share your story, especially with such a probably personal and vulnerable subject as relationships and why you're here in Claim. So I am deeply grateful and humbled that you're here. So we're going to begin with just a quick introduction about yourself. So tell us who you are, where you're from, and then we'll also begin with the first question, which is how did you find about my work and about Claimed before, obviously, your journey begin with us. So we're going to start with, I'm just going to call you out, like we're going to go around the circle. We're going to start with Ashley. Ashley, your turn.
Okay. Hi, I'm Ashley. I do live in Vermont. I live in the woods of Vermont, and now I'm a little closer to modern conveniences, so I have Wi-Fi. I came across Claimed about a year ago. I had been in a long-term relationship that was over and had already quickly had my heart broken a few times in these fast-moving situationships that weren't going anywhere. And I think I actually had two discovery calls. My first one, I wasn't quite ready. I was now living on my own, like in the woods. I needed to buy a tractor so I could get ready for winter and plow the driveway. And like, as much as I needed a man to do that, I needed to do that myself. So I was doing a lot of relationship work. I had seen a like little Instagram video of yours when you were in like Central America or somewhere, Anna, and it was on like a relationship school Facebook page. And so again, I got myself into another situationship and that wasn't working out. And I got onto another Claimed call and I was in. I was a mom at a young age. I now have a 20-year-old son. I was never really with his dad, but we had like a 16-year custody battle. And what else do you want me to say?
Well, that's pretty much it. That's a good introduction, how you came to, yeah, find out about me and my work. Cool. And yeah, you're one of these women, Ashley. There are quite a few of them in our program that sometimes you jump on a discovery call and you're just not ready at that moment in time for whatever reason. You know, most of the women actually just sign up on the discovery call, which I'm curious to hear whether it was the case for V or Alexis. But sometimes that's not the case. You know, sometimes you need more time, more information. Sometimes you need to gather some funds around, you know, to make sure that you can do this. So, yeah, and then things change. Or as you said, you know, it's almost like you get into the same situation again, and then you're like, all right, well, this is actually really the time to do something about it. And then you contact us and we jump on another call and then it happens. So whenever it happens, it's the perfect timing. So great. Well, thanks so much, Ashley. We'll move on to Alexis. Alexis, tell us a bit about yourself and how did you find about my work?
I'm Alexis, and I'm living all the way in Barbados in the Caribbean. So how I came across you was that prior, I was doing therapy maybe for 2-3 years, and I thought I was in the point of my life that I could start dating. So I met this guy, we were dating for 2-3 months, and then it just suddenly ended abruptly. So I said, it has to be something that I'm doing. So I literally went on the internet and typed in how to be more feminine, because I figured that's probably my issue. And one of your articles came out on Medium, which was, I think it was Women Who Judge Too Much or something along that line. And I read it and it just touched me so deeply. And I signed up to Medium immediately. I read all of your articles I read. And then I saw it had a free webinar. So I signed up for the webinar. Everything in that webinar just touched me so deeply. It just resonated with me. And maybe I give myself a week of thinking about it and I finally signed up for a discovery call. And on my discovery call, like everything she was saying, just I was like, this is the missing piece that I've been searching for all the time. And I immediately signed up for your program. So that is how I came across you.
Beautiful. I have a clarifying question here, Alexis. When you said, you know, you were in this relationship that wasn't working and you Googled how to be more feminine, I'm curious, like, where did that come from? How did you come to the realization that that was like the main issue for you?
Because in that relationship, I felt like I was his mother, like I was the man in the relationship. I was making all the decisions. He was always indecisive, was relying on me to make the decision. So I felt like I was taking the lead and he was like sitting in his feminine, sorry to say. And I just felt so tired. And I said, yeah, this is not how a relationship's supposed to be. There's something that I'm not doing or some energy I'm not giving out that I'm supposed to. And that's the only conclusion that I came up with, that I was not really resting in my feminine.
Okay, got it. Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. We're going to get back to Alexis. So before we move on to V, I actually want to clarify something with Ashley that I should have asked you when you were speaking. Ashley, so when you say you were in these fast-moving situationships, I think you'll need to define that for us. Because right now, what I'm trying to get a sense of, or I guess share with the audience so we can understand, is where each of you were in that past situation before you found about my work and we jumped on the discovery call. So with Alexis, it was, you know, she was with this man who would describe like a more of a feminine man, right? And she Googled, she understood the polarity. Maybe she didn't have that wording yet, but that needs to change. So what was it for you, Ash? Like when you say you were in and out of these situationships and your heart was broken a few times, how would you describe that pattern and how did it feel?
Right. I mean, I think since like my whole life, I've been dating men. I fall quickly, or at least, you know, since my son, like I was 22 when my 23 when I was pregnant with my son, but I was, and then dating for the past 20 years, but I always had this pattern of falling for these guys that were just not into me, or they would leave me for someone else. And, I had been in this longer term relationship that lasted 7 years, and we had actually bought a house together. So we were a little bit intertwined and couldn't wait to get out of that relationship. I was so free when it was over. And I think about the same time I started talking, like he was leaving. I had met someone by chance over something I had bought, you know, over like a Facebook marketplace for my house. I bought a heater for my bathroom and we met, and he was a single dad and he was cute. And we started talking, and this was the first spring of COVID for us. So we both had some time to talk, and we had all of 3 dates. And I was like, this is the guy, this is the one for me. Like, this is like, that was also how it always was for me. I would meet this guy and I was just like, oh my gosh, he's the one for me. He turned out to still be in love. He was recently out of a relationship and still in love with her and not emotionally available. So I was trying to learn about like emotionally unavailable men. And I feel like that was probably part of the situation with my past relationship. He had a lot of tragedy. So that I was like head over heels for this guy that I never spent any time with. I had seen all of 3 times, and like, but I was so motivated and heartbroken because I was like, why, if he's the one for me, why am I not the one for me? Like, why can't he see like how great I am? So I got over him and started dating. That's when I got onto like online dating, And it was a bit of a confidence boost to see, or just, it was encouraging to be like, oh, wow, there actually are men out there who are looking for women, who are looking to be in relationships. It was, and it was all new to me. I feel like I've never really dated my whole life. Like I was in high school. I had a 4-year boyfriend in high school, and I had, you know, then I was a mom, and I was just like, college years were drinking and hooking up with people. And then I was a mom.
Right. Yeah. So I think your situation is also quite common, right? Just like Alexis's is, but those situationships where it seems like it was a pattern being with men who were emotionally unavailable. So in essence, you were kind of choosing men who weren't choosing you. And one of the principles in the claim program, we always say, choose someone who chooses you. But of course, first and foremost, you got to choose yourself. And that's what we do in the program. And that's what this whole process is all about, which I'm sure you're going to share more, Ashley. So thank you.
Oh, yeah. Because I didn't know how to do any of that. I really didn't. I was floundering.
Looking forward to hear more. So V, last but not least, yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself and how did you find out about my work and the program?
Sure. So I signed up back in April, and it was a little bit serendipitous, which basically I've learned that is the norm apparently in life if we are really going to fall into the feminine energy, allowing things. And I look back at things when I have allowed, it's been just really amazing and things just worked out really well. And this was one of the things where if I go back in time, I had been seeing this therapist who's a woman, and she, and I think Anna's teachings just go hand in hand together. And I had first heard about feminine energy really from her. And I remember sitting there at the time, and it made sense to me logically, but nothing in depth. And definitely in terms of executing it in a way that's workable, that I didn't understand at all. But anyway, you know, it was definitely a seed planted. And she had recommended books that are in line with, you know, stuff we've been talking about. And it was just by chance, I was out with a friend one evening having dinner, and we were discussing just, of course, relationships. And part of it is really not having great role models throughout life of what a positive relationship actually looks like. And I think prior to this, I had done a good amount of, I think, just internal work of just trying to figure out my patterns, which I noticed started coming up. And some of the patterns included really being the person who has to take care of everything. I mean, I might as well have been the lone person doing two roles in the relationship. That's what it felt like. And I was just tired, frustrated, and very much just felt unheard, unseen, unappreciated. There's a lot of uns in there. It just to the point where I thought, this is ridiculous. This is obviously something is wrong. Because if I'm the only person in here that's remaining stable in people I encounter, namely men, that means me. There's something about me that I need to really change. I think also through the therapy, it got to a point where I was on Facebook scrolling and somehow Anna's theme popped up. I have no idea how. I can't even remember if it was a Facebook ad or anything. It just popped up. And I looked at it and thought, huh, this is interesting. Well, let me click on it. And I was looking, reading, and saw some of the videos. And I thought, oh, wow, this is really interesting. It sounds familiar, like what the therapist kind of talked about, but more in depth. And it just made it very easy to sign up for a first call. And my first call was with Barbara. We kind of went through a bunch of stuff, but we didn't have enough time, I think, to go into the full exploratory call. So we had a sign up for a second call a couple of days later. Signed up for that. And I basically told myself, all right, universe, I am on the fence about this entire thing because it is kind of a, you know, a pretty penny. It's a kind of a hefty amount. So I need to feel there's a security of me going in. This is the right route, the right decision to make. And I was kind of like, universe is kind of give me a sign, something. And on the call with Barbara, I remember asking her the question, I wanted to know how it changed your life. And as she was explaining, I have this magic number that anytime I see it, it's a really a good reflection for me. I looked up at the time and it was that number. And I was like, all right, I guess that's my sign right there.
Like 11-11.
It was, exactly, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then she finished her story and it resonated. And I just said, all right, Barbara, I told her that's what I was looking for, signed up. And then she says, oh, you know what? By chance, tonight is actually the first group call. And I said, oh my God, I guess everything is just working out exactly as it's supposed to be. Did the first group call that night, loved it. And then now it's, you know, almost 4 months later and it's still really, really helpful.
Yeah. Wow. What a beautiful story. I love how, you know, when women talk about their experiences of like when you're on the fence about something, because you're right, V, like, you know, this is not something that when we talk about investment, I think it really depends what you're comparing it to, right? For some women, the investment in this program is a huge amount. And for a lot of women, this is the first time that they're actually investing in themselves on such a big level. And that in itself, just that act of that investment just already catapults them into like a completely new reality, because they start taking themselves and their own personal growth and this area of their life, which is relationships, very, very seriously, right? Which they might not have done before. But for some women, it's like, well, I kind of done this before, you know, I've invested, like, you know, when we talk about it, it's pretty much like the price of a college course, really, you know, that you can compare to. But then there might be something there that they might be on the fence, because, you know, it's an online training platform and it's a group coaching program, and you actually do not know what you're getting into. And all you have to base your decision on is like that discovery call, how it feels, you know, whether there's any guarantee. And a lot of women ask us, like, what if it doesn't work, which is totally valid. And so you kind of are looking for those signs, and we always try to help a woman make the most empowered decision, which is that bridge between your head telling you logically things, right? But also, how does your body feel? Because your body always knows, it always knows what's right. But then again, there are women like you, V. I love that story with 11-11 and numbers. And sometimes women are like, well, I just need 24 hours. And then the 24 hours are like looking for signs or whatever. So, you know, it's all part of the process. But I'm glad you said yes, because obviously this was the right choice for you. That's why you're here on the call, and can't wait to hear what revelations came and where are you at now 4 months later. So thanks for sharing that, V. So let's continue, ladies. So we're going to jump back to Alexis. And now in this part of the call, I'm really curious about, so although you had kind of, I mean, similar, but different, I guess, journeys, you know, like Ashley was saying, she was jumping from situationship to situationships, emotionally unavailable men, all of that. Alexis was saying, you know, she was basically playing in her masculine, attracting men where she was their mother. They were indecisive. You know, she was taking the lead, which is kind of, I guess, similar to what V was also sharing in terms of, yeah, you were playing these two roles of the man and the woman, and you feel exhausted and unheard, unseen, unappreciated, a lot of uns. So all of you come into this game, I guess, to play with us in this container. And then we have a discovery call and then you make your decision. You said yes, and then you jump in. So I really want you to kind of look at, and so, you know, sometimes it's really interesting because we always say in Claimed, the journey is not linear. It's very much cyclical, and you kind of go around in circles sometimes, but it's always up. You never stay in the same place. So when you think back to where you began and when you started this program, where you are now, I'm really curious, what were two or three of your biggest aha moments that happened during this experience and during this program? Yeah, just sharing that and what happened in the process. So Alexis, if you want to share that with us.
My first aha moment was in my coaching call with Camilla. Just a little backstory. It took me a really long time to actually sign up for my coaching call because I wasn't sure what to expect. I've done therapy and I know what to expect from therapy, but this feminine coaching was something different and I was so hesitant. I probably got two or three emails before I finally signed up for it. So when I signed up for it, it was with Camilla. And the first aha moment was the drop in my body. I've never dropped into my body and stopped being in my head. That was like so difficult for me to just let go of that control. And then she asked me a question about how would I feel with my committed masculine man. That question like threw me for a loop, because I've never thought about how would I feel being with the person I want. I always know I wanted someone, but never in my mind did I ever imagine or picture or put words to how our relationship would be. So that had me really stunned, and she had to like start like giving me some adjectives. You feel love, it was fun, whatever. And then the words just start flowing. And it was the first time I ever actually put to words of how I wanted my relationship to be, how would we be together in a committed relationship. So that was like the two aha moments for me in terms of coaching.
Yeah, that's quite common, you know, because it's, even if you look at other programs, you know, out there in the market, it's all about like, okay, how can I strategize about this? What do you want in a man? And it's like checkbox, checkbox. But what we really focus on, because the foundation of our work here together is actually embodiment, you know, feminine embodiment, which means how can we get out of their head. So what you were saying, Alexis, about, you know, the switch from being his mother, from taking the lead, from making all the decision, actually is through getting out of your head and dropping more and more into your body, which is more and more feeling. So yeah, absolutely. Okay. And so that, I guess, started for you some sort of a journey into your own exploration of embodiment and your body and your feminine flow practice, I assume.
Yeah, that was another aha moment for me, feminine flow, because the first time I did it, I felt so stupid. I actually wrote about it in the Facebook group because I was like, what is this? Like, let's let my body flow and move. But then the ladies in the group gave me so much encouragement and watching your videos, and I got more in tune to it. And literally, I have to do it every day. It's what centers me and have me like ready for my day if I'm going through any stress or anything. So it just helps me flow and be much more free. So definitely the embodiment made a big difference in my everyday life as well.
What else, Alexis? What were some of your other aha moments? When you think about maybe like even the course material, you know, the program, some of the information shared, resources, exercises, processes, then group coaching calls, the community as well. What stands out to you?
For me, what more stands out is the group, because one of my issues I have is being vulnerable in sharing things about my life. And to see like the ladies in the group being so free and just sharing their issues and any successes that they have allowed me, although I didn't contribute as much as others, but allowed me to feel free to share my experiences, to learn from the ladies. And I think not minimizing the program, but the group in itself, just having that community really made a very big difference for me in my journey.
Yeah, I love that you're sharing that, because I think the community element is a lot of the times understated, and I always, especially a community of women, you know, and we know now, you know, through either research or through thousands of years of, you know, just, you know, I talk about evolutionary psychology in the program as well, and how women actually will learn through not logical, you know, strategies and theories, but actually through resonance with other women and with other bodies. So, because, you know, most of the personal growth stuff in the last, what, 50, 70 years was written by men for men, essentially, because that was not the women's realm, or, you know, we were busy making children, creating children, nursing children, you know, like taking care of the house and all of that. So, yeah, it's really interesting when women come together and you're right, you know, when obviously I'm not doing group coaching calls now because I'm on maternity leave pretty much, but it's just like so empowering. I know when we all hold space for a woman, and I think all of you have pretty much been in that hot seat on a group coaching call. where it's like we guide you into your body and we drop deep. And when you witness another woman in her depth of, you know, despair or her limiting belief, and she's like breaking down and crying, and all of us are there holding space, and you're also in your own experience, and it just breaks so many, I think, barriers and gives permission for you to actually be yourself and open up. So I'm so grateful that you bring up that community element. And I'm really, really proud of the community that we created in Claim. So last question for you, Alexis, because I see you're a little bit shy about sharing your experience. And of course, that's totally fine. Like, you share as much as you want to share. But I really want to, you know, go back to this subject of, because you said, what's the missing piece? You know, you started Googling how to be feminine because you realized that whatever has been going on before was not working. So what is the answer to that question, Alexis? Have you found the answer on how to be feminine? What were some of your, I guess, aha moments? And we already talked about the embodiment piece, right? Getting out of your head and more into your body, the community of women becoming more vulnerable. Anything else you want to mention in terms of, I guess, your aha moment in terms of polarity or men, you know, in general, that really helped you shift and transform into that feminine side of the pole more?
My aha moment came, one of the aha moments I failed to mention came when I was on a group call. We had a lady who was basically talking about she wasn't happy being a woman. She didn't find the joy of being a woman, like how she disliked her period and stuff like that. And that clicked on me because that's how I felt. I don't think I ever really understood or enjoyed being a woman. I always in my mind wanted to be a guy, be one of those guys, wish I was born a man. And being in this program and going through the models, I started to understand feminine energy. I started to understand where my period played a role in my life and my emotions. I started to understand what was a workhorse. I had no idea versus a well horse. I started to have a better grasp of those things. And then I started to embody them. I started to have them to the top of my mind in my everyday understanding to relax in my feminine. And by doing that, I realized it started to do a ripple effect in my life. Men started to be, I guess, started to view me as a woman. I no longer was like, oh, I'm a strong, independent woman. I don't need a man. I think that's the worst thing that was taught to women all over. I think we do need a man, and men are compatible to us. And we have to realize that they do play a role in our lives. So that was something too that I had to realize. And by acknowledging that and embodying that, I started to see a difference in my life, not only in my close personal male relationships, but just in general, how I was being treated by men.
Where are you now, Alexis, in terms of, so you're saying, you know, this changed how men started to view you as a woman and not as another dude, guy, you know, someone to compete with. And that's a very common, actually, transformation that happens as you go through the process. And your close personal relationships with men have changed. And I'm assuming your dating life also has shifted or transformed. So anything else you want to add in terms of, like, when you look back at your journey, when you started and when you are now, how would you describe your current situation right now as a result of this process?
So I haven't found a committed masculine manner. I'm not dating as yet because COVID is still impacting that. But as right now, I'm very happy. I'm like totally happy being me and being in this body and being a woman. It's like, this is like the first time I truly appreciate what it is to be a woman, to be feminine, to understand the whole dynamics of the feminine and masculine polarities. So compared to when I started the program, I was depressed. I was on this aggressive masculine energy all the time. So now I'm much more softer and much more happier. I appreciate men. I don't take the patriarchy to try to keep me down. I understand the roles of males and females and where we complement each other. So I would say I did a complete 180, and I'm a much better person, a happier person for being part of this program.
Oh, that is so amazing to hear, Alexis. Thank you. And before we move on, I just really want to comment on that because, you know, when I was creating this whole process and this program, my intention wasn't, and that's what you see actually a lot of relationship programs or dating programs on the market. They promise you that you're going to find the man, right? Like you're going to get into a relationship, you're going to get into relationship or even marriage, engagement, marriage, whatever. And that's beautiful. But I do not focus on that or the focus, of course. The promise of the program is actually that you're going to shift the patterns and you're going to start attracting committed masculine men. Now, whether you end up in a relationship or not, that's a different story. And a lot of women do end up in relationships. I believe Ashley's now in a relationship after her own journey of, you know, we're going to talk about that because she's been on a pretty big roller coaster. But, you know, we do not focus on that because my intention with this whole process is to help a woman really shift and transform her belief system, right? About herself, about men, about relationships. Like you said, Alexis, it was so beautiful to hear you say, I no longer look down upon, you know, being feminine or being a woman. You know, I don't see men trying to keep me in the kitchen or whatever in this patriarchy. Like when you said, I'm totally happy with myself. For me, that is what success looks like in Claimed. Because I know that if you've done that, Alexis, then you have tools that are sustainable and that are long-term, because there's no way that when you have your beliefs, a healthy belief system about yourself, about polarity, about men, relationships and the world in general, there's no way that you're not going to be attracting great men and then eventually ending up with someone if that is your choice. You know, we do not have a timeline here because it doesn't work on a timeline. I can't tell you this is a 10-week program. By the end of it, you're going to get into a relationship. A lot of women actually get into a relationship and then a few months later, that relationship might not work. And that's all part of the process. It's all learning, right? There is a lesson. We always say every man is a teacher. So I just wanted to comment on that. And I'm sure when things happen, because now the foundation is there. And I have no doubt that if you continue to do the work, Alexis, and show up and now you have the tools, then because that's the thing. You get into a relationship with a great man when you are totally happy within yourself and you have the tools. Because I can definitely give you all the tools that you need. And you probably by now, all of you ladies know how to get into a relationship. But then the big question is, what kind of a relationship is that? What is the quality of that relationship? What is the quality of that marriage, right? We've all been in those relationships that are like, all right, don't want to be here anymore, right? So we're looking for sustainability. We're looking for long term. And I feel like this program has provided you with the tools. And of course, we're still in it because it's a whole process. So thanks so much for sharing, Alexis. Great story. And we're going to move. I'm thinking Ashley or V. I think we're going to go back to V because I know Ashley. We're going to finish off with your story because your story is the bang, I think. So we're going to get into that. So V, let's hear from you in terms of what were your some of your biggest aha moments as you went through the program.
The main one was, I think, week two of the program. I am sure, Anna, you remember this because I was sitting in the group call, which was maybe my, I don't know, the second or third one, very early one. And I was saying that I had finished, I think, module two already and sitting there all eager. And you were like, no, I've never heard of anybody doing modules that quickly. You're really in your head. You need to get into your body. And I remember it was such a aha moment because I have had a tremendous difficult time being in my body up through now. And I think part of it is, I think in society, and especially in probably American society, if somebody tells you you have a type A personality, it's basically masked as a compliment, like that type of a go-getter. It's if you are introverted, it is not considered a positive, even though there are many, many positives, but it's just like subconscious, nonverbal things that are already shared in society. And I think that part of me coming out as, oh, I am going to be the best student in this class. I'm going to get an A+ in my head. I was like, yeah, I'm going to finish all the modules and get a straight A. Like, wait a second. Nobody's grading me. And after I, you know, took a step back, I thought that was just so ridiculous. I didn't even question it when I was doing it. It just came so naturally and familiar. And I think it was around that time when I basically made the decision, and it felt really right at the time, to every single morning before I even get out of bed to do meditation. And the meditation was somatic meditation, which I didn't know was the name of it until I think one day in a group setting, Anna, or it could have been somebody else, somebody said this, that a good part of this course and feminine energy, masculine energy is kind of rooted in somatic therapy. Was not aware of it, looked into it, and it was like the light bulb went off and thought, oh my God, why is this not more well known in all therapies? I wish I had started doing this when I was 20, one of the first therapists when I was 20. And, you know, up through now, no therapist had done that with me at all, except the current one that I'm working with. And it was mind boggling to me, because I think that transition and that awareness from going, all right, here I am always in my head and recognizing what that even feels like, to let's transfer everything and really feel every single pain and anxiety and stuff that's kind of in my body has been life altering. I think without that, I would be doing the exact same thing I've always been doing, and without question, because I wouldn't know any different. Like that baseline alone, I mean, it has been transformational in all parts of my life. It's not even just encounters with men, friendships, how I deal with family members, especially family members who I've had to learn to put boundaries with, interactions with just like my relationship with money, career, people I work with. I think it just got to a point now where anytime I feel something is off internally, I stop what I'm doing if I can and feel it through so I can understand where it's stemming from, and I'm not pushing it aside and hope it goes away, which I definitely learned that doesn't happen. It just keeps getting worse.
Major realization and transformation. I do remember that call, V, when you were like, yep. I'm like, okay, when did you join? A week ago or like 2 weeks ago? Where are you now? Module 3. I'm like, have you done your feminine flow? And you're like, yep, I've done it. You know, check, check, check. I'm like, all right, hang on. We got to rewind. And I remember you were kind of like, kind of struck by it, but I think I explained to you the whole thing, and that it's a process. And that's the thing, like, you know, this is not a theoretical program. This is not something like you get in and then go as fast as you can through it, take all the notes, and like voila, magic happens. You know, this is an experience, and I love how, that's why I have these roundtables, because hearing from you women who actually have gone through the process, you know, this is very experiential. Like, and you cannot speed up this process as much as we want to. We can't. You have to feel it. You have to experience it. You have to be able to jump in there and go through it. You know, any major life transfer, we always talk about that hero's journey, right? The hero's journey cannot be skipped. Any great hero who started at despair and their life is crumbling, whatever, and then they become victorious and they get to the other side, not through, like, you have to go through it. And I love what you're sharing, and that you said the process now is like, I have to stop, I have to feel. And the understanding comes, I love that the understanding of it, you say, comes at the, not at the end, but like after you feel it, right? Because a lot of people, what they try to do, they stop and they try to understand. Okay, what are my thoughts here? What is the process? What's happening? And they disregard that somatic part that is in all of us. And yes, I think it was me, or it doesn't matter. We always say in feminine embodiment coaching, actually as a modality, yes, it does stem from somatic therapy. And you're right. And it's actually coming out now, V, more and more. I don't know if you ladies are noticing that embodiment part where the body keeps the score, the trauma especially and specifically, stored in the body. It's not in the mind. And so I'm still to this day, you know, kind of, and all of this is coming out, and there are some amazing, you know, therapists or people who have done a lot of research, a lot of years, you know, like somatic therapy has been proven to be one of the most effective modalities for like PTSD, sexual abuse and all of that. So, and that's what we're kind of doing in the program as well. Obviously, this is not a trauma focused program, but a lot of women have experienced quite serious, well, we do have some women who've experienced sexual abuse and trauma and things like that. But, you know, when we talk about like even mini, like small traumatic events that could come from childhood or anywhere, and women's bodies, you know, we walk around with so much tension when we're in our masculine energies, like especially today, you know, as you said, V, we're playing both roles. And there has never been a more amazing time to be a woman, because you have all these opportunities. You know, we march into offices and we march into businesses and we change worlds and stuff, but we never stop and feel into the toll that it's taking on our nervous system and the body. And what are the tools that I can be a modern successful woman and be able to be in my body and actually release a lot of the frozen tension? Because it's not the same for men and for women, especially when we go through cycles, motherhood, childbirth, you know, even that, you know, I'm preparing now for my fourth trimester, which is like 40 days, you know, at least a month. How many women we know give birth to children with, you know, via scheduled cesarean, for example, and like march into the office a week later, you know, without any maternity leave or whatever, without any support. So, yeah, anyways, it's a whole different story that obviously is my story now. But yeah, thanks for sharing that, V. I really appreciate it. Hi, girlfriends. Sorry to interrupt. You're listening to the episode. But I quickly wanted to jump in and let you know that I have prepared something exciting for you. If you're interested in polarity, femininity, and how to embrace your feminine and how to attract primarily masculine men in your life, this announcement is going to be very useful for you, because I'm talking about my signature training. Like, how do I describe this experience? Because it's really an experience, you know. This is a signature training, my one-hour webinar that I've put together, and it honestly, it's been through a few iterations in the last 2 years, but I feel like this is the best yet training of mine that didn't come from, you know, reading 2 books and 3 courses and like coming together in a copy paste thing that I now advise women to do. No, this has come from me, my own lived experience through my dating life and through finding and attracting the masculine man of my dreams and then marrying him and creating a family. This also came, yes, indeed, from a lot of research and learning and courses and coaches and oh my God, you name it. You know, it's been a journey of 5 years for me about that time. And also this has come from my clients. So the previous training, how is this different if you've signed up for another training of mine, which was the Live Female Success, by the way? This is different because this is now coming through a distillation of my work one-on-one with women who I've helped get to that place where they're just attracting better men, and they start attracting better masculine men and are on their way to actually to a relationship eventually, not only masculine, but also masculine committed men. So if you are in a situation where you are attracting men that are less than desirable, let's say they're feminine men who don't want to lead, don't want to take charge, and men who are unavailable, then this training is for you. I will have to call this training How to Start Attracting Your Masculine Committed Men, basically in 30 days or less. And in this training, I will share with you some of the key things that I've learned throughout this journey that are helping. That's what my work with women is based on. So in this 60-minute training, you'll find the number one reason why you're still single and can't attract a committed masculine man. It's not what you think. How to break through the patterns of attracting unavailable or feminine men, as I said, and find your blind spot so you can attract the men you want. How to master the feminine masculine polarity so you start feeling taken care of, claimed, and finally be able to let go of control and uncover the lie of female success that's keeping you stuck, exhausted, and unfulfilled, which means in masculine energy all the time, so you can start living in freedom and joy and much, much more. So if you're interested, go to girlskill.com/webinar, sign up, and I can't wait for you to see this training and to let me know how it went. And by the way, there are no replays for this, so make sure you select the time that you can show up and be fully present. All right, I'm going to jump off and you continue listening to this episode. Anything else that you want to mention in terms of your aha moment? So the embodiment part was definitely a huge catalyst for you and a revelation. Any other aha moments?
Some of the stuff that's come out, I think most of the stuff was in module 2 with the limiting beliefs excavation. Yeah, I think just some of the stuff that's have come out from that have been, I think, surprising for me. It's just, I think logically, I wouldn't even connect together. But I think just through, you know, flows and meditations, regular ones, those things start coming out more and more. And it's, I think, just very eye-opening because it just makes me realize or have a new perspective in ways that previously, you know, I wouldn't have seen something that way at all.
Can you give us an example?
You know, actually recently, I think a fairly common example people might understand is I think my body finally got caught up with my brain for this. My brain understood, but my body did not. And that was my personal choices with my relationships are mine alone. And I don't need to seek approval from my family members. And if they disagree with me, they can disagree, but I'm an adult and it is okay for me to make my own decisions. So I think that realization, logically, I knew that. Friends around tell me that. Internally, that's not been the case. So I think finally, when my body and my head finally came together in an aligned way, that was a pretty big deal.
I guess you're talking about a situation where I'm just trying to think of a specific example. Let's say you're dating someone or you're not dating someone or it's too soon, too fast. Everybody has an opinion. And then you're kind of trying to, you know, all of these stories, you're not married yet. When is this going to happen? Oh, but this guy is good for you. This guy is not good for you. Logically, you understand that, oh, yeah, this is my life. I'm an adult woman. And I make my own choices. But I guess in your belief system, and that was the case for me as well. Like, you know, when something is true, but I guess we don't have that internal reservoir of tools, right? Or not enough confidence, enough of a belief that I don't need your approval to actually stand in my truth. And then we don't have perhaps the courage, the tools, the boundary, the communication language to say, I love you. I still love you. I still respect you. You are my mother, father, aunt, sister, whatever. But I choose to go this way. And this is my truth. And I would really appreciate, you know, if you respect that. And if you don't, that's totally fine.
I think on my end, there was also a underlining of a fear. I think some of the belief system included things like, you have to be with this man. There's no other choice. And if it doesn't work out here, it's never going to work out with anyone else. You'll never meet anyone else. And then you're going to get old and you'd be alone and you're just going to die. I think that was a very heavy storyline that kind of seeped in. It just kind of hovered. So I feel like for a long time, a lot of the decisions that just kind of was on the outer portion of decision-making hovering around for no good logical reason, but that's how I felt.
Yeah. And it's this common thread of scarcity mentality. You know, the scarcity mentality we talk about when it comes to money or career, livelihood, whatever. But there's also a very real thing about scarcity mentality about men, because there's so many men out there, you know, and that's what we see. Like when you join this program, we hold that space for all of you and that belief that, oh my God, there's so many, not only there's so many men, but there's so many great men. Right. And when you go through this process and you shift and transform and you start approaching men, relationships, dating with a slightly or completely different energy, depending on where you are in the process, everything changes. And then it's almost like women describe this as an awakening, or, you know, the blinders have been taken off, or you're like, wow, what have I been missing and for how long? You know, and then you switch from that scarcity mentality of there's no good men around, or like there's one and my friend is married to him and that's it, to an abundance mentality of I don't need to settle for this. You know, there's just so much out there and great men are looking. We just need to give them a chance. Yeah, I love that. Thank you. So V, if you were to kind of look, summarize where you're at now, you know, compared to the situation where you said you were when you found out about this work, jumping on a discovery call, just looking at my notes here, you know, you mentioned that you were unseen, unheard, unappreciated, something was wrong, you were trying to figure this out. So where are you now? How do you feel?
I mean, definitely significantly better on so many levels. Funny story. Barbara had mentioned before that she would encounter men that would approach her while walking on the street. Before this program, no normal man has ever encountered me in a proper way. It's usually in a very uncomfortable fashion, or somebody who is mentally ill and trying to get my attention.
You mean like on the street when you were walking?
Correct. Yeah. So neither is preferable for me. And a couple of days ago, I was crossing the street and this guy runs over and then he turns to me and says, "Oh, excuse me, do you know where the closest parking structure here is?" And I said, "Oh yeah, it's actually over that way by Civic Center." I was pointing it out to him. And then he says, "Actually, I don't really need a parking structure. I was just walking by and I saw you. I thought you're really cute. And I wanted to know if actually we could get coffee sometime." And I remember standing, this is in the middle of an intersection with a bunch of cars going by. So I looked at him and thought, huh, interesting. And my head immediately went to one of Anna's videos where, Anna, you were saying how we don't actually give men a lot of credit in terms of what they have to do to approach women in any way. And it's very easy to, I guess, get demoralized if you get shot down over and over and not have good reaction from women. So at that moment, I thought, you know what? I'm feeling this interaction and I am not uncomfortable. It's actually sort of cute and brave that he's doing this. Why not? And the funny thing was, as we're, you know, talking about tweaking how our energy is shown to the world, right before that morning, I had gone out to lunch with a girlfriend and we were talking a lot about limiting beliefs as well and some of the stuff that's still coming out. And I think throughout that 2.5 hour lunch, we definitely worked out through some stuff as we were talking it out. I think recently, basically, my funnel has died except for one person. And that alone has been somewhat of a concern to me because I'm feeling mixed emotions on that more later. And it really, as I was walking home from this lunch and crossing the street to where I live, this guy comes running over and I just thought to myself, oh, wow, this whole energy shifting thing works immediately. Like, basically, I was telling the universe, like, you know, I don't really have a funnel anymore. So here's some limiting beliefs that I'm trying to excavate. And then like universe was here, start here. Here's one. I said, all right, sounds good. I will take it.
Start with saying yes. That's what we always talk about. I love that story. And the more stories we can bring up to the table, the better, because we do talk about this a lot, you know, V, and I'm glad you're bringing this up because so many women are completely oblivious and have no idea what men go through. And a lot of the women in the program actually say that their biggest revelation is actually just understanding or even just exploring that the masculine journey. You know, like imagine this guy, he was walking on the street, in a split second he saw you and in his mind he made a decision to get vulnerable and to like ask you a question and then ask you another question and risk being rejected, because that's what men And that's why men, and we talk about this in the program, that's why men are so good at rejection, at being assertive, at not taking no for an answer in careers and businesses and opportunities, but also with women. You know, we like persistent men, unless they're creepy. If they're creepy, we don't. But we do like a man who does not give up, who says, who you say, well, maybe I'm busy. And then he cracks a joke. And then he says, well, V, I'll buy you the most amazing cocktail. I know this little place. And they mix this and that. And then I'll give you, you know, like that's part of the game. And a lot of women have a very negative attitude to that because obviously they've been burnt out, limiting beliefs, whatever. But when you really change that and you start saying yes, it's just saying yes to opportunities, really. Again, it's that abundance mindset. Do you have, so for everybody listening, it's like if you have a scarcity mindset, you're protecting yourself, you're saying no, you know, this guy asked you, and then you start thinking at the back of your mind, does he have any behind the scenes intentions or whatever, you know, like that story can be so debilitating instead of being like, you know what? This is pretty cool what you just did, you know? So I'm going to say yes. I'm going to reward you for your bravery. And then whatever, you know, you just go for a coffee. It just happened a couple of days ago. I'm assuming you're going to still go. Yeah.
Saturday.
Saturday. Yeah. Awesome. That's how you do it. Like a woman who is in her body, in her belief system, she's going to be asked out everywhere. Of course, she has to be approachable, and that's what we teach in the program. But men are constantly looking, you know. It's online dating and everything, but like I gave everybody an assignment on my last group coaching call. I said, go by yourself to the bar at least once a week and just sit there. No phone, no headphones, just be open. And you will see, like, V, if you have a problem with your funnel, there's so many things you can do because just – I've had this conversation with my husband multiple times, and he just sat with me once. He said, don't women realize that just being a woman, you're already going to get approached? Like you don't have to do anything, you know, no effort whatsoever. Just by being a female, you're going to get approached because that's how attraction works and relationship work. And I was like, yeah, no, women don't believe that, you know? And so anyways, it's just so amazing when a woman does this shift and sees that, yeah, all you got to do is be yourself. And of course, especially if your belief system has changed and you take care of yourself, you look good, obviously that's part of the process, then it all changes and shifts and you experience a different reality of men. Thanks so much, V. This was super, super helpful. All right, Ashley, we're going to shift on to you. So, I don't know, I'll let you talk, I guess, with your, and I know that, you know, you can share so much with us, Ashley, because, you know, witnessing you in this program has been quite a journey, you know. I think you're one of these women who has really been active, has really been doing the work, you know, and I think your story is one of those stories where it's not linear, but it's like cyclical. And I really wanted to tell you in person, you know, and I think I told you this in our group, but how proud I am for you for not giving up, you know, for constantly being there. And it's like layer by layer by layer by layer, you know, and it's like all of the stories that you share and all of your sharings, like I absolutely love them. So we got to keep it concise, Ashley, because I know your story and I've been watching this for months. So if you could summarize, like, what were your aha moments, the biggest, you know, two, let's say, or three maximum as you went through this process?
When am I not having an aha moment is how I feel about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, like we were talking about earlier, I definitely, before this program, had that very competitive nature. Like Alicia was saying, I'd like guys get to have all the fun. Like they get to do all the cool stuff. I wanted to like be a guy, but not be a guy. And I think I even said, you know, that's how I felt. And I was like, sort of had a competitive nature about it. Like I have to prove myself. Like I have to prove to these guys that I'm good enough for them. And like that I can do what they can do. And, you know, part of that was my upbringing, but it was just like, I was a tomboy growing up. I didn't want to do girly things, you know? And so, and when I was starting to realize I'm attracting these emotionally unavailable men and doing these little mini courses on that, I was realizing like not only am I the factor here, but I am like the common denominator. I'm the emotionally unavailable one. Like I have a really hard time
being vulnerable, opening up. And so I think that I was already starting to see this stuff. And then I got into the program and I felt like I was already moving in this direction. And that was by far what attracted me, I think, the most to this program, was that there was like group coaching calls, as much as we all want you to ourselves, Anna. Like, it's the fact that it could connect me with other women that are going through the same thing. And like, I just was really drawn to that because I felt like, you know, I have some good woman friends and I can be close with them too, but I just feel like I needed to practice that more. I needed to practice being a woman more, being more feminine. And I know, yeah, I think one of my second coaching call with you, I got into the hot seat and I was like, I had already driven to better Wi-Fi service. I was sitting in my truck and sort of was doing this. And I just remember I had to get out of my truck and lie in the grass because like, I just felt this expanding. Like, this truck is too, I just needed to like lie in the grass and like just expand. And like, I was really feeling just like, I need to expand my heart. And I've had people tell me that for a long time. So it was just like, I needed to expand. I needed to work through things. And I didn't feel like I had anything overly traumatic, but it was just like years and years and years of patterns that were just, you know, when I started doing my movement and my flow, like, and I'm a body worker, like I work on other people's bodies all the time. So I was just like, my body was literally creaking, like the first group flow, like I was creaking, like my body, it was just like I'd been asleep for so long, like my own body, like I exercised, but it was just like to move and just like the way my body wanted to move. I loved it. To me, I just instantly was like, this is what I need. Like, this just feels right.
Well, yeah, your biggest, and I remember that call, you were like lying on the grass and I'm like, this, you know, everybody's in their apartments and stuff. And you're constantly sharing stories and like, cause I know, I remember actually, was your discovery call with me?
My discovery call was with Becca. Both of them were, yeah.
Yeah. So, and I know you were a woman and I think I actually listened to that, Ashley. Because we were kind of, I listened to that to give Becca feedback or something like that. And I remember your story because you were, you know, you're one of those women who lives pretty much in the middle of nowhere, you know, like, and you were saying, I think to Becca something like I've dated everyone. I live in the middle of nowhere. I have a truck and like all of that. And your story has inspired me so much to tell the message to the women is like, it doesn't matter where you live, you know, because women always give us the excuse, oh, I live in New York and dating scene is like horrible. Or like, I live in San Francisco. I don't know what's the situation in Barbados, but I'm sure Alexis, you can tell us a story about living there and the dating scene there, you know. We hear all these stories and we know now that it's not the location, you know, because I know through your shares and you go through this process, you're like, well, yeah, my neighbor who has been living there, I don't even know, 15, 20 years, like he showed up to, I don't know, mow my lawn and whatever. So your life, and I think your life experience is so different from even like probably V's or Alexis or women who live in all of these big cities, you know, but you live in like a, I guess we could call it a rural area, you know, where you have land and a house and now you're in a tree house and whatever. So, yeah, and I know you're constantly driving and you're in like chickens, I think, and one of the calls you were showing like a duck or something, like animals, the baby ducks, and your connection wasn't good. And but, you know, like you were showing up. I think you haven't missed like one call from like for months. So you've been super dedicated to the process and the results have paid off. So that's why I'm saying, you know, when women ask me, what is the success rate of this journey? I say 100% if you show up, you know, and that's what you've done. So you're saying, okay, so the first one is like you say, you stopped competing with men. You really started seeing yourself as a woman and practicing being a woman with other women in that circle. Okay, what else can you share with us in terms of your biggest aha moments?
Well, like you were saying, every time, like, and this is sort of that manifest. And yeah, I'm definitely circular in this. I think I wanted to do it right, but I'm going here, I'm going there. I sort of skirting around this one, like attracting the masculine man. Like I skirted around that whole concept for a while. I remember like, and the calls to me have been really significant. Like that's been huge for me. And I remember exactly, it was on a call. I was like, I live in the wilderness. And I was like, I'm going to find one person. I'm going to go on. I was like off the dating sites. I was like, I'm going to go find one person to reach out to. And yes, the person I reached out to
happened to be like our lands actually connected. Like we could walk through the woods, like it was a few miles, but like, and he would be my next neighbor. Like, and it was just like, that was an aha, like what you're saying works. Like, here I am. I'm just trying to like, and I've kind of manifested, like, no, it wasn't someone I wanted to date, but like, and then the other man that came about was like, oh, I know your property. Like I've hiked through your woods. And it was like, oh my gosh, like you're right. Like that is true. Like this really happens. And like, how is this happening? Which is even to like, you know, my very, like I said, I go through these like cycles of like, I realized I'm not quite ready to date. I need to work on myself and through some things. And like, you know, I've had some really like deep, like revelations of just like grief of like little insignificant things that happened to me as a child, but like I held on to like really tightly. And I didn't even realize how tightly I was holding on to that. And to be able to work through that, through, you know, and to release that got me to the next step. And I even had, I did a cross-country road trip this spring, like in April. I took a couple weeks and drove by myself across the country. And up to that, just like before leading up to winter, like I need a man to help me like clear the snow from, you know, my driveway. And then I was like, I need someone to be a companion for me on this trip. But like I ended up doing that trip by myself. And yeah, I like encountered this whole workhorse. Like I can be a workhorse. I get into mode. And like on my trip, like I was surrounded by wild horses, and it was just a wild horse trip for me where I just got to be with myself. And for the first time in a long time, or maybe ever, I was completely like at peace and happy and just like totally kind of loved, like, thank God I don't have anyone else with me on this trip. But it was just like, I feel like I was sort of, like you said, it happens naturally. I mean, I've been in this program for almost a year now, and I didn't want it to end in 10 weeks. Like, I don't ever want it to end. Like, I love being still on these calls. Like, I'm not giving up on that. I'm just in phase two. And like, even how I met I now am in a relationship, like an exclusive committed relationship with like a committed masculine man. And like, I think that's just when like everything fell into place. Not all of a sudden, I was like, this seems like it's happening so quickly, but like I'm doing the work and suddenly everything you're saying makes sense. And like how, like I've had this trial and error. And like, again, I was just like frustrated with dating. I was sort of starting to chase after another guy that was potentially, you know, I was interested in, and he told me he wasn't interested in a relationship. And so I got on, I was like, okay, I'm going to get on like a dating app. I'm like, I'm giving myself like a 2-week limit. And like, I had a date with a man that night, you know, and like, we're now in like an exclusive relationship. And that was one of the first things I said, like, I just like jumped on it. It was like, I'm very much, I like adventure, you know, I'm an adventurous girl, but I don't want to get into that role of being like the friend zone, which I often get to.
So how would you describe this relationship right now? And, you know, when I saw your story, I almost like, when you kind of, you know, told us about that you are exclusive now, I kind of jumped off my chair. I was like, oh my God, you know, like Ashley just posted, she got claimed. It was like such a celebration for me because, again, you know, like as you said, sometimes or a lot of, it's like years of stuff coming up, you know, and you've been so dedicated and you've had your down moments, you know, you could have given up, but you didn't, you just continued. So tell us a little bit, and we're going to finish with that. How does this relationship feel? Like, you know, Alexis said the question to her by Camilla in her coaching call was, how do you want to feel with a man? How do you want to feel in a relationship? And that's what we really, really focus on. So how does it feel for you now? And how is it different from whatever you've experienced before?
And I think that was such a good thing to focus on. Absolutely. And that's what, like, I wrote it out the 2 days before I met him. I finally went through the exercises and the action steps of like, and 2 days later, he appeared again. Like, you work miracles. But I knew I wasn't ready, like, until that point. And he appeared, and I was like, this feels right. And I had, even what I wrote out was exactly like, I wanted to feel. And you had pretty much scolded me, like, on the call, like, the week before, kind of like, Ashley, you've been here for so long. Like, you know, that's when I had, like, the baby duck.
Do the work.
Do the work. And I started going deeper, and like I went deeper, and it was like within a couple of weeks, it was like, okay, like I'm clearing the air that I was kind of holding on to. So, you know, he, and I think I recognize in him that he's in his masculine, and I respect that. And I allow myself to step back and I feel comfortable. I don't feel like I have to prove myself to him. Like I have not yet felt that way. I just kind of like, I appreciate him and he appreciates that. And he loves that. You know, I had mentioned something about these calls. It's like, oh, just like, a, you know, it's like a woman's group. And he's like, oh, what do? Like sit around and like talk, you know, talk shit about men. I'm like, no, like we honor men. Like we praise, you know, like we honor men. And he was like, yes. And like, he came up, you know, and like started making out with me. He was like, wow. And like, he just thought, you know, that's not, it's not what he's used to either. Like he's not used to having, and he, a woman that like, I recognize this polarity. I recognize and respect him, but I have my own boundaries. I know what I want and who I am. And I'm trying to keep that because I often get lost in relationship. Like I lose myself. And then I resent the guy. I'm like, I don't have any friends anymore because I do everything with you, you know? But yet anyone can tell you they love you. Anyone can tell you you're beautiful or that like you're an amazing woman. But like, you know, we were like driving with his daughters in the backseat the other day and he just like grabbed my, like I laughed at his stupid joke and he was just like, you make me so happy. And like, that to me is like, I've never had a guy say that to me before in all these years. And like, that to me was just like the most, like that made me so happy to hear that, like that I am making, you know, like we just make each other happy and that's what we tell each other. And like, that just feels good. Like we were all like, and he has two teenage daughters and like 13-year-old and 14-year-old, the 13-year-old I'm in her treehouse right now. Like she loves me. She adores me. Like we're, you know, we're besties. Like she steals all my clothes and like she comes to my house. She just like, she comes to my house. She like loves, she just is fun. And then this 14-year-old, she's a little more moody, a little protective of her dad. And like, who, you know, she's been the woman of the house, you know, and he was been waiting too. When we talk about leaving space for someone, like he had empty drawers in his bedroom. Like he hasn't dated anyone seriously for 5 years because he had his own work to do too. So, but we were all just like, we just all ended up in his one daughter's room. And next thing you know, we were just, they do this like hog pile where everyone just jumps on top of everyone. And like, so I don't only have like a man right now. Like I have this family that I've always wanted. Like I have a son, but he's like grown. He's out of the house. I always wanted more kids and I don't really want to be raising new kids all over again. I don't want to start with a baby all over again. But to be like in a hog pile on the bed with these girls, like giggling and laughing, it's just like, that feels just like, I never imagined, like, I really never imagined I, you know, that I could be in this place. And I don't think I would be here if I didn't have like the tools. I mean, there are so many tools like that I have learned, like, and from just being able to talk to people when stuff is like, doesn't feel right to when it does feel right. And so like, it feels like I feel at peace. I feel comfortable. Like I feel comfortable speaking up from, you know, and that's a big thing we have is like, we want open communication with each other. Like I had to break and I may not always be like, if something's bothering me, I used to just like hide it and cower. It's like, I'm going to talk about it. But like, so far, I guess we're still new in our relationship. Like everything's great. Everything's awesome. Like there's been very few little things that start to bother us and we have a conversation about it and we move on, you know, but I just feel like I recognize, like, I don't try to overpower him. Like I probably have in the past and that's why I'm my mother and I don't want to become my mother. And I've always found these masculine men. I've wanted masculine men, but they've also been kind of abusive assholes. So here's someone that, and he just like is wants to take care of me 100%.
So I want to comment on two things and then we're going to finish up with one last question for everyone because we're like a little bit over time already. So thanks so much for staying here with me, ladies. But number one, you know how we talked to, I think Alexis or V, I mentioned that the timeline of you, let's say, getting into a relationship or being exclusive with a man is so different for everyone. We see here a woman who has been in the program for about a year, you know, and sometimes, again, it's like that excavation and constant dedication, right? And for some women, it happens very quickly. For some women, it doesn't. Like Ashley, even after a year, I'm like, have you done module 4, that worksheet? She's like, no. And I'm like, well, you're going to do that. Like, how do you expect, you know, it's like, how do you expect to get into a relationship if you don't know how it feels to be with him and all of that? And this process is different for everyone. So I think that's what's important, because when you're ready, you will meet him. It can happen in 10 weeks. It can happen in 6 months. It can happen in a year, but you have to be ready. So that's one. And the second one, I love that you said, you know, I'm having my women's group and your guy was like, oh, like talking shit about men or whatever joke. But I want to say that, you know, so many men and women do not realize this and do not realize they're doing this. So many women are in a course, so many men are just, like you said, so used to or experience women who do not appreciate men. And the constant story and the tape that's in their head that perhaps they've heard their mother tell their dad, you're not good enough, you're not making enough money, I told you to do this and you didn't do that, you know, and then, you know, she takes him to a playground with other women and all these women are talking about how their men are shit and not doing anything and da-da-da-da-da, you know, and it's a constant story that men hear, I mean, you know, directly or indirectly, and they know it and they feel it. And they're so used to women scolding them, you know, like parenting, like children, you know, you didn't do this, you didn't do that. What? So, and that's like, for me, my intention, everything changed for me when I just stopped, because I was also that woman, you know, you get with a girlfriend over a drink and what do? You talk about shit, you talk shit about men pretty much. And so, yeah, once we change that language and once we change that perspective and once we're in a group with women who are like, you know what, I'm not interested in that. What I'm available for is actually, I'm working on changing my belief. That's why I actually really recommend for everyone who's listening here and who, if you get together and like engage in conversation that about bashing, I mean, there's nothing wrong about, you know, saying this happened or this happened or this happened, but what you focus on expands. And so if you focus on something that's not positive, that again, that's a scarcity mentality, right? Then that's what you're going to attract, because you're going to be seeing evidence again, again, and again that men are a bunch of assholes. They don't do anything, that patriarchy, whatever. But once you change that mentality and you focus on, no, I'm here to appreciate the masculine, you know, and what they do for us, everything changes. And your man, Ashley, like that's what my man told me. I feel free with you. You know, he doesn't feel like he's a little boy. He feels appreciated and he feels like he's been chosen. It doesn't mean like he doesn't do stuff that I don't like, but I just don't focus on that. And if something comes up that I don't like, I do communicate and I set my own boundaries, but it's such a different mentality there. So we're going to finish up. So I'm just going to ask all of you ladies one last question. If you are listening to this conversation from the place where you were whenever you started this program, why would you recommend signing up for a discovery call? Like, I'm sure there's women who are listening or watching this and have that resonance, right, with any one of your stories and are pulled into exploring this more. Why would you recommend jumping on a discovery call and then eventually, of course, joining the Claim program? So we're going to start with V. V, what do you have to say?
I think anyone who has even taken the time to venture into this, whether it's looking at some of the videos, a little bit receptive to hearing more about feminine masculine energies or energy workers in general, read any blogs, anything. I think just even listening to a little bit of the webinar / discovery calls broadens the perspective. And then they themselves can make the decision, is this where I'm at right now in my life that I can, one, make this investment, and two, feel comfortable that I'm ready for this and be able to get something out of it. I have girlfriends that, like a few girlfriends that I've talked about this topic with, and, you know, I can very quickly within the first minute or two see where in their life journey they're at and if they're going to be receptive to it. And the ones that are more receptive, then I kind of, you know, talk a little bit more about this program and they can themselves decide yes or no, you know, if I'm interested or not interested. And I've definitely discovered, I think in a very similar way, a lot of women, maybe they're initially not interested because for whatever reason, but then at some point later, they remember the conversation and they go back to it to either talk about it or just look up information on their own. For myself, I've definitely been in situations where other people may have shared something and I was like, no, not for me. And then a couple months later, I'm thinking, actually, what did she say about this person? Let me go Google it. And really coming full circle with it.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. Awesome. So for everybody listening, I'm just going to give you the link. If you go to girlskill.com/apply, that's the application page where you can apply for a discovery call. Then you can, you know, schedule your discovery call. And then if it feels right, because it has to feel right, that's what this discovery call is about. There's no obligation. It's free. And we literally discover whether this is the right fit for you and whether you're the right fit for us, because we make sure that every woman who joins is the right fit for the program. So awesome. Thanks so much, V. Alexis, what would you say to women listening and why would you recommend jumping on a discovery call and joining the program?
Us as women haven't been taught how to be feminine, something that we've forgotten. And because of that, it causes a lot of issues in our relationships. And I would say that doing a discovery call, I would recommend for women to do a discovery call because our joining program, because it helps us to reconnect with our femininity, to understand the whole polarity in a relationship and the dynamic. And I think that if you connect with our femininity and know what it is to be a woman, everything else in our life just falls into place. So I would definitely say it would be worth every penny to join the program.
Oh, amazing. Thank you, Alexis. Beautiful. All right. Last, not least, Ashley, what would you tell women listening?
It has definitely been such an investment in myself. I mean, that in alone has been so worth, you know, the... an equal, if not better than my tractor investment.
I like that you compare this to your tractor investment.
But this is going to last forever. I mean, I'm happier and more at peace. And I understand myself and others so much better. Like even my family, like I now notice like polarity with my brother. And instead of like squabbling, like I went to visit him on my road trip. And instead of like squabbling with him, I'm like, you know what? Let him be the man here. Like, let him make the plan and then just, you know, say, okay, like, let him be the planner. Like, let him decide. Like, it's just in all my relationships, you know, and this whole concept of manifesting, like, I'm on to the phases of like manifesting, you know, more things with my career and my life. And it's just like the friendships I've made too. Like, I've met, you know, in person, some of the women through Claimed. And it's like, I got more excited about those dates than any dates I had with anyone else. Like, it's been so exciting to like actually meet some of the ladies on the call. And just like, I talked to two of them yesterday, like both called me out of the blue. And it's like, these are my people. And like, I love that. And like, and this is just a whole new perspective on myself. That has been an awesome investment, like so worth it. I never regretted it. Even when I felt defeated, I just knew I wasn't doing the work. Like you were right. And I didn't want to, like I had other stuff going on. It's like, I can't always be, you know, I can't be present. So I'm just going to shelf this and come back when I feel ready. So, but I've never really left and I'm not leaving. You're not getting rid of me.
I hope not. Yeah, I hope not, for sure. And now, you know, it's so beautiful to see women who've gone through this journey. And now you, Ashley, as someone who has been through so much through this year, you can contribute to the community now, you know, and that's what makes this community so amazing. It's not only the coaches there, right? But it's other women who form bonds and friendships, and you can go in there and actually share your experience and what you've done so that another woman can actually feel into it, you know, and decide for herself. Yeah, beautiful. Okay, so for everybody listening again, girlskill.com/apply for your discovery call. Very much recommend. And for all of you, Ashley, V, Alexis, thank you so much for your time, for your stories. I'm extremely, again, grateful and so proud. So proud that you have done the work, and that's what it is about. You know, you have to do the work. You have all the tools available. The process is there. We're here 100% for you. We're invested in your success. And the reason I'm doing this work is to see more and more women come to that truth of themselves. And it's so beautiful to see all of you come out and literally blossom and flower within yourself, because that's how we attract great men, you know, and that's how we create a better world of relationship and for our children and for the future generations, pretty much. So beautiful. Thank you so much, ladies. I really appreciate it. And I'll see you on the other side, whenever that happens. Because for me, you know, not sure when that's going to happen, but I'm sure I'll come back at some point. We'll see each other again. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Anna. Like, you're amazing. You're a true queen.
This is not about me. You know, I always come to tell all the women, but not about me. This is all about you, ladies. So if you see the transformation and you do the work and you see the success, that's all I desire. And that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. So thank you so much. All right, girlfriends, hope you enjoyed listening or watching to this episode. And if you did, and if you resonate with most of the things I'm saying and you want to learn more and you want to finally start attracting masculine men, I have an invitation for you. So, as you know, I am committed and passionate about helping successful women attract and keep committed masculine men. So I have a personal invitation for you. If you're resonating with everything and you're ready to step up and invest in yourself and take things to the next level, I would love, love, love to talk to you and see if you would be a fit for my work and what I do. And so basically what I'm doing is I'm inviting you, and it's a personal invitation if you resonate, because I don't work with everyone and I'm not here to just, you know, make a quick buck and whatever. I'm here committed to your result, and I will make sure that we go until the end and that we get you the result that you want, which is start attracting better men. So I invite you to sign up, to actually apply for a free discovery call with me. It's a call that is 1 hour long, and what we do is we talk about your current situation, where you are today, and what's wrong, quote unquote wrong, with your dynamics with men, what you don't like, and then we're going to talk about what you really want and where you want to get. And at the end, if I find that that's a good fit, I'll tell you what I do and I'll offer you to join us and how we could work together. So just to give you a bit of context, this experience is all about, and what I'm going to offer to only if I find that that's a good fit, is about, number one, putting yourself in the best position to start attracting committed masculine men. And not through tactics and techniques or tips, tricks, whatever, but just by being you and understanding and appreciating men, thus creating a deeper relationship with yourself as a feminine essence woman and attract better committed masculine men. Number two, it's all about letting go of overworking perfectionism and the need to control by overcoming your limiting beliefs, patterns, and obstacles to rediscover your worth and enoughness, and rebuilding your faith in your own voice, in your own decisions, and exploring your boundaries, and so on and so on. Number three, it's all about letting your body lead. Stop overthinking and start trusting your gut and your heart when it comes to making decisions, expanding and embracing your range of emotions, cultivating sense of awareness and pleasure, and feeling more without apologizing for it. And I know if you're here, you understand and you know that the path to your masculine man, who's a conscious, healthy man, is through you, is through embracing your feminine nature, is through running with the wolves and embracing your wild feminine side and actually gaining power from it. And a healthy masculine man will only be attracted to that if you get to that place yourself. And last but not least, it's all about becoming deeply connected to yourself as a woman. Understand what true femininity is, exploring deeper levels of intimacy, and finally becoming free, lighter, and open. Embracing basically the feminine side of polarity, because again, this is what your masculine man wants. It's all about stop living in the masculine energy by pushing, doing, and choosing all the time, and start living, enjoy freedom and your wild nature, where you can surrender, where you can finally let go. Trust me, this is an amazing place to be, and it's easy and joyful, and it feels natural and feels like a woman. So if you resonate, go to girlskill.com/apply. And there's going to be a short survey, step one, just apply there. And then the next step is to schedule a call with me. It's going to be an hour. We have fun on this call. So I hope to see you there. And my calendar is booked for another, I mean, booked. My calendar is open for another week. So go ahead and do that. If you don't see times that are available for you, make sure you email me, because I'll always make time for you to make sure that you get your spot. All right, girlfriend, keep running with wolves, and I'll see you next week. Okay, bye.